This is the 411 on the 317 here on the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. The Land and Water Conservation Fund has awarded Indiana nearly $2 million to enhance state parks and conservation projects. So that's kind of cool. Go check out your parks. We're going to get them upgraded.
Ooh, Beasley's Orchard in Danville. I haven't been there yet. They're going to be opening a corn maze featuring Indianapolis sports teams. That maze is going to open on Friday, and it's going to run every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout October. The maze is navigated through a series of questions on a passport, and if a question is answered correctly, you will be led in the right direction. However, if you answer a question incorrectly, you'll be led in the wrong, slightly longer direction. Passed throughout the maze, total over 4 miles. That's terrifying.
Oh, I need to get the right one. I can't be there for 4 miles of a path. No, thank you.
Connor Prairie opened up their new Headless Horseman, which is a design corn maze on Saturday. The 11-acre corn maze covers nearly 480,000 square feet, almost 180,000 square feet larger than last year's corn maze.
That's a lot of corn. I'm going to take my little bro Michael there. We're looking for activities to do. Do you like corn mazes and that kind of fall activities, or is that not your cup of tea?
I've never done a corn maze.
Oh, we have to
do
one.
I'm too scared to do a maze, but I do love any type of fall festivals and orchards and all that kind of stuff.
Let's do one. Let's do a Joe and Alex show. We can actually go through a corn maze together.
I feel like us three trying to navigate through a corn maze,
we'd kill each other.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and we'd be stuck in it. After a new morning show. Carmel City Council trims the hours that residents can mow lawns. The Carmel City Council adopted an ordinance Monday evening to change their noise rules using lawnmowers. They also brought in leaf blowers, weed trimmers, and garden tractors. It's restricted now from the hours of 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. They're making it so it has to start an hour later instead of 6 a.m. Those found not following the rule can be fined $250 for their first time and a grand for the second. Each violation after that can have fines up to $2,500.
Whoa.
I think it needs to be even later than that. You should not be cutting your grass on the weekend any earlier than 10 a.m.
I can't stand people that do that.
Our
can't
neighbor, we have like an old house, everything rattles through the window. They fire up their lawnmower, I swear, at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, it's so rude, I think. The Indianapolis Colts and Ursay family provided a large donation to Wheeler Mission on Tuesday. Wheeler Mission made the announcement that the $100,000 gift is going to go towards expanding its center for women and children. The donation is part of an effort to raise $1.25 million to build a new building that will provide 164 new beds for women and children. That's the 125th anniversary now of Wheeler's work in Indianapolis. Pretty cool.
Wow, that's some great news right there. That's the 411 on the 317.